first, former pop star Linda Ronstadt. You remember, you're no good, you know, you're no good, baby, you're no good. Well, Linda's joined the long list of celebrities and other public figures who've berated President Bush for his lack of intelligence. But it's not just singers and movie stars who are suggesting that George Bush's mental weakness is damaging America's credibility at home and abroad. Ronstadt said this earlier. The Dixie Chicks said they were embarrassed he was from Texas. Well, I'm embarrassed George Bush is from the United States. The president is an idiot. He's enormously incompetent on both sides, on both the domestic and international scenes. That is no doubt a sentiment that is shared in some of the capitals of our friends and foes alike. Maybe because the president has such a long history of public gaffes. But is that evidence that George W. Bush is stupid or just inarticulate? Take a look and decide for yourself.
I think tide turning, I remember, I was raised in the desert, but tides kind of turn, it's easy to see a tide turn. Did I say those words? No question that the enemy has tried to spread sectarian violence. They use violence as a tool to do that. We need an energy bill that encourages consumption. Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we. We must never stop thinking about how best to defend our country. I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
The United States of America is engaged in a war against a extremist group of folks.
Families is where our nation finds hope. Where wings take dream.
If you don't stand for anything, you don't stand for anything. If you don't stand for something, you don't stand for anything.
Fool me once. Shame on. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again. In my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it.
At the high school level, and find out that the literacy level of our children are appalling.
I hear there's rumors on the internets that we're going to have a draft.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
They underestimated the compassion of our country. I think they underestimated the will and determination of the commander-in-chief, too.
Sounds like me. So is the president intelligent? And do we need a brilliant president or just somebody who surrounds himself with bright people? Here to help answer that question, Lawrence O'Donnell, a political analyst, also John Fun. From opinionjournal.com. Now, John, it isn't just about Linda Ronstadt. I've heard Republicans and Democrats start saying this privately, liberals and conservatives. Heck, Frenchmen and friends alike talk privately about George W. Bush. And they're saying what these music stars and rock stars are saying, that George Bush's lack of gravitas is hurting America at home and embarrassing us abroad. Is that a fair question to ask?
It's the wrong question. Look, George Bush wakes up every morning, and for the whole day, he arm wrestles the English language, and he often loses. He's inarticulate. That is not the same thing as being stupid. The inarticulate can often be shrewd, and the fluent can often be fatuous. I think one of the people...
So he just has a failure. He cannot communicate well.
Well,
is that what you're telling me?
Voltaire once said that common sense is both rare and a lot more important to successful leadership than intelligence. And I agree. Here's the thing. The author of Bushisms, Jacob Weisberg, who's the liberal editor of Slate.com, he has plowed through almost everything George Bush has ever said. He concluded that Bush has a linguistic deficit, and he said that's no sign that there's any lack of mental capacity there.
Well,
so
there are two different
problems here. He's inarticulate, but he is not stupid. And I have to tell you, you know, as our foreign policy may be a little bit of trouble right now, but we're presiding over a nation with 4.8% unemployment and 2.5% inflation.
Okay, you're talking about foreign policy, though. John, one of the president's former aides who worked with the president on foreign policy and has been close with him for a long time told me recently that he's intellectually shallow and one of the most incurious public figures this man had ever met.
Joe,
I hear that from congressmen.
I hear it from staff members.
Shouldn't that concern us?
Yes. Let me tell you two things that do concern me. Someone once told me a long time ago, George Bush is a great guy, but the smirk is real. There's a smart aleck nature to him. And I would say while he's intelligent, he is not always imaginative. And I wish there were a little bit more imagination and curiosity.
Right, and I agree with you. You know, we're not the only ones who've noticed George Bush's blunders. Recently, The Daily Show picked up on his obsession with food.
President Bush was overseas in Germany as events unfolded. Here is his press conference with Chancellor Angela Merkel. Germany, where he wasted no time addressing the many troubling developments.
I'm looking forward to the feast you're going to have tonight. I understand I may have the honor of slicing the pig.
I'm just going to assume that that is some sort of euphemism for solving the Middle East crisis.
And I guess that's about all. We've discussed a lot of things, in other words. And thank you for having me. Looking forward to that pig tonight.
Does it concern you that the Beirut airport has been bombed? And do you see a risk of triggering a wider war? And on Iran, they've so far refused to respond. Is it now past the deadline, or do they still have more time to respond?
I thought you were going to ask about the pig.
You know, Lawrence, Democrats and liberals love to talk about how stupid Ronald Reagan was, and then this book came out of Reagan's letters, and they changed their opinion overnight. Do you think the same thing could happen with George W. Bush?
Well, boy, this guy is so easy to make fun of. I mean, possibly the easiest ever at this point. The prejudice against Reagan, Joe, was almost entirely the fact that he was an actor. There was a presumption that he's dumb because he used to be an actor. There wasn't any real overt evidence. You couldn't run this kind of set of clips on Ronald Reagan. You just didn't get this kind of gaffe from him in a consistent basis. You know, I mean, John Fund wants to say the president is intelligent. I don't know the president. I don't know how you can make the judgment that he is intelligent without working very closely with him, because he doesn't make a lot of public exhibition of a dazzling intelligence. It just isn't there.
You know, Lawrence, it's interesting. If you look at clips of George Bush, though, when he was governor of Texas, he seems so much more confident. He seems so much more self-assured. And it's almost like the more he stumbles over his tongue, the more he realizes that he's maybe overmatched by the English language, and it seems he's losing confidence by the day. He's getting worse instead of better.
It looks like he's overmatched by the job. It looks like he's overwhelmed by it, and it's just out of his league, especially ever since Katrina. From Katrina onward, his imagery feeds a level of incompetence that is very unusual. And so everything he does now, he's allowed no margin of error on these kinds of gaffes now, whereas if he'd had a bunch of real policy successes to point to, and if Iraq was a real policy success, that guy could fall down
Ultimately, we're having this conversation.
Hold on one second. I want to ask you this, though, John. You can talk about that, but also talk about how Republicans, it seems like most Republican presidents, we just showed a shot of Gerald Ford. You know, he was painted as a dunce. Ronald Reagan painted as a dunce.
Eisenhower.
I remember Eisenhower, hearing how stupid Eisenhower was, which, of course, the guy was about as shrewd and calculated as you could be. And now they're saying it about George Bush, but I think George Bush is in a league by himself.
Well,
I don't think he has the intellectual depth as these other people,
but
do we need that as a president?
Well, I think we would be a lot better off criticizing the policies. I've criticized many of the policies. But, you know, let's put this into perspective. You mentioned all the Republicans that have developed a reputation for being dim-witted. I just have a question. They're obviously, intelligence is not congregated just on one side of the political spectrum. Can anyone name me a well-known Democrat in modern history who's ever developed a popular media image as being stupid or dim-witted? You can't come up with one. There aren't any. So it's only Republicans who develop this dumb image. Some of them really are dumb, but some of them is just a substitute for argument because you don't want to argue their policies, so you just dismiss them as being stupid.
Well,
there are
no
Democrats who have this image.
This is a fascinating conversation. I'd like to continue it later. Lawrence O'Donnell, John Fund, thanks for being with me. And I just want to say one other thing. Sometimes you can have somebody like Michael Dukakis that gets too far down in the weeds, or Jimmy Carter. I remember hearing stories about Dukakis reading Swedish land use books while on vacations, or becoming so depressed after reading about SALT II treaties that he basically had to go to bed for a couple of days. We don't want that either. But we do need a president who I think is intellectually curious. And that's the big question, whether George W. Bush has the intellectual curiousness, if that's a word, to continue leading this country over the next couple years. Hey, coming up next on Scarborough.